Hello?
Mr. President?
Yes.
Russell speaking. Mr. President, one of our bright boys over in the Bureau of the Budget has taken that Shreveport Post Office out of the program for this year. Now, if they do that, that's going to hurt me badly, and I'll have to get it back the hard way if it has to get down to that, but all the time it takes me to get that, to get a few dollars to that Shreveport Post Office, it's just time I could be spending working on your program, and I think that that's the only thing we hope to get up that way, and I would hope that they just let us have $1 million or so to get started on that post office.
God, Russell, you don't want to reward Shreveport.
Mr. President, I'm going to run the same time you run. I'm going to be on the same ballot with you, and frankly, I'm being crucified up there because I did get paid for you there.
They're going to crucify you, whatever happens, or me too. The post office ain't going to do any good, and I believe I'd be run out of the whole United States if somebody put Shreveport in there.
Mr. President,
till they behave, my God almighty, what they said and did this time, if we did that, we'd be laughing stock, Russell.
Well, that's not how you got them. That's not how you got everybody for you in Texas. You got them for you in Texas by just going ahead and wooing and pursuing those people till they finally voted for you, and you wound up getting them all. And I have carried that area.
Russell, please, my friend, I won't do anything in the world you want done. But don't ever ask me, no long by the name, ever ask you to reward people that's going to cut their throat. Let's don't, there are too many things that we need to do in Louisiana and other places without picking Shreveport.
Well, now, it's going to be damn near impossible for me to try to convince people that in supporting this Johnson program is something in it for Louisiana. If the only major city in that congressional district gets what they had, incidentally, you know, that post office was scheduled about 10 years ago, and Jimmy Morrison stole it away and put it down at Baton Rouge, which is my hometown. Those people all know that. I've explained it to them myself. And if we're taking 60 jobs out of there, which is a town that's suffering, and taking a payroll out of there and consolidating it down in New Orleans, the purchasing for Fort Polk all goes through New Orleans, even though...
Russell, that base is probably going to go in Shreveport. Those are the meanest, most vicious people in the United States. Now, you help those folks that vote for you and stay with you, but let's not reward Shreveport.
We got to start building up.
I start building up. I met with you, and we sat and talked to them, don't you remember? Told them if they would, you told me to just lay it on the line. Say, if you folks will get your tail over the dashboard and come help us, we'll try to help you.
You told
but God Almighty, what they did and what they said, I've got literature that's the worst that I ever saw. Called me crooks, called me rapists, called me everything under the sun. And right out of Shreveport and right out of that paper. And I just sure think that what you ought to do is let them wait a little while. And you see what we got in the United States? We got about 3 buildings that take up 80... $90 million. Then we got the other 50 states.
Well, it's going to take a while to build that. Those people have been delayed. And plus that, you told me to go tell those people that you weren't going to hurt them, that you're going to treat them right.
We are.
And hope to carry them. And you will carry it next time.
We're going to treat them right, but we can't put Shreveport in this year. I'd look like, hell, I'd be ashamed to come down to the Congress. They'd ridicule me out of that state and every other one and ridicule you. That's the last thing you want to do.
They might ridicule you, but they're going to run me out.
Well, they ain't going to run you out this year. They can't do it this year because there ain't no election 64.
Well, Mr. President, I need that the worst kind of way to Bill Russell.
I'd do anything in the world to Bill Russell Long. I'm showing you I'm Russell Long's friend. And I know your daddy'd turn over in his grave and every other long. He didn't reward his people that way. He didn't tell old Sam Zamuri that, by God, here's what I'll do to you. And you haven't either. And you just can't.
He built that big bridge right across that river in Shreveport. You can go take a look. That's got his name.
That's right. And he had to. And they voted for him solid, too. But they don't do Johnson that way. And you tell them that the first thing they got to do is apologize for calling me a thief. That's the first thing. The second thing they got to do is get those damn Burchites out of that newspaper that call me a dirty, low-down, thieving son of a bitch every day. Because I'm telling you that Shreveport is right at the bottom of the ladder. And if I had to give up my job, I just couldn't conscientiously do that, and I don't think you could. God almighty.
We're hoping to buy that newspaper up there. We've got some good people who own that Times-Picayune who are hoping to buy that paper, that fellow.
I've talked to him. I know about that.
But meanwhile, that's not going to help us to have the image of trying to hurt Shreveport. Kennedy was playing it that way, and we've just got to work. By the time you signed that civil rights bill, you lost that area, and there wasn't anything we could do about it, but we can build back up now. And the time you get to getting some colored folks registered, you'll carry the area.
I'm for that.
But we can't carry it when they're saying that we're anti-South, trying to hurt Shreveport.
I'm for long, and I'm not trying to hurt Shreveport. I'm just not going to reward Shreveport. I've got 100 places in my state that vote 75% and 80% that I've got to cut down, and I can't put in at all for our buildings. And then if they read Shreveport, God Almighty, and then the rest of them in Louisiana and everybody else, Russell, it's a premium on disloyalty.
Those people didn't owe you anything, and the bad thing about it from my point of view is I told those people I was going to get it for them.
You can't have them assassinate the president and get them for him. You just can't do that. If they'll behave and be decent, we'll put them on a basis of merit with everybody else and treat them everybody else. But if they're assassinating the president, nobody, you didn't tell him you could deliver with what they said, and you know what they said. You just, God Almighty, you've lost all the long in you. If you elect you one more time as whip, by God, you'd just be worse than Wayne Morris. Well, what I know about y'all is you stay with your friends.
Well, now, Mr. President, in the last primary election, I carried 64 parishes, including Leander Peer. 64 out of 64 planted my way. And that's what I want to see you do. But now, if that's what you say it's got to be, well, then I'm going to have to do what I can to Congress, try to put it back in.
You just do what I can, because I'll send it right back to you. I will not sign anything connected to this report until they withdraw their charges that I'm a thief and a thug, because I'm not. And your daddy wouldn't, and you would. I bet you $4 you wouldn't do it if they just turned on you like nobody's been it.
Well, there's a lot of people.
I know how you'd feel about Leander Perez and what he said about you. And don't, you just tell them, as long as I'm here, anything that comes to Shreveport is going to come on merit. But I'm sure not going out of my way. I'm not going to deprive them anything they're entitled to. But there are thousands of buildings in this country that are as justified as Shreveport. We just don't have enough to go around. We've got an FBI building that's got $45 million in it. We've got a Chicago building that's got $40 million in it. That we are just wasting money coming and going because of ramps in both of those places, and we just got to do it. That takes more than half of the outfit. And your little town Dallas has got a little building that where we are paying $4 and $5 a square foot for space, and we could use a federal building for two. But they've been waiting about 10 to 15 years, long before Mr. Rayburn left the majority leadership. He wouldn't let them build one in Dallas. Now, Dallas is a little bit different these days. It changed a little while. And Shreveport, if they want us to put Barksdale there when we're closing all these installations, and the federal government do this, they better quit saying the federal government is a thug and a thief and the president's no good. And you oughtn't to quote that. You oughtn't to say that. But if they don't know better, why, they'll find out over a period of years. Then you take Baton Rouge or New Orleans or whatever else we can help, and we'll try to find some way to help them. But not Shreveport until they have a change of heart, because I just, I know that you, it's not in your family to do this, Russell.
Well, now, Mr. President, you've got a lot of mean people up at Shreveport. I know it. I was born and reared there.
You've got a good, substantially majority of them.
You've got some damn good people up there who want to help you. And
about 15%.
My mama's one of them.
I'm for your mama. And don't tell me. Your mama can't ever look at anything I ever said or did since 1933. That she won't approve of, so far as the longs are concerned. Everything I've said and everything I've done, and I've been complimented, and I've been criticized. Some of the national press said, you're the biggest damn fool to come down here and the symbol of what you're supposed to, what they're saying about you and Bobby Baker, and you just come down here in Louisiana and just roar up and make a long speech. Why'd you do it? I said, I'm a populist just like he was. By God, I'm for the poor people. I'm going to pour the education to them. I'm going to pour the roads to them. I'm going to pour the health to them. And that's why that every long that ever put his name on the ballot's been elected. And that's what I'm going to do to the Johnsons the rest of my life. I'm for the people, and he was. But I sure as hell ain't for that Shreveport crowd when they talk about me that way. And you can't be either. You just can't. You had a little touch of marijuana or something this morning.
Well, Mr. President, I just wanted to say...
When you called down here and wanted to try, when you come down here and wanted to try, you said, now, Lennon, give them a trial. Give them a good audience. Spend some time with them. And I'll try to bring them around. If they don't come around, that's all right. But if we can, we want to show them and so forth. Well, by God, I put out the red carpet, and I spent an hour with them. And I gave them lead pencils and souvenirs. And I walked around, and I had pictures made, and I did everything I could. And I picked up the paper, by God, and they said that he's a notorious thief. And I never read such stuff. And they sent it to me from all over my state. They bought special copies of it. The Republicans at Longview put out that Shreveport Journal, and they distributed them all over my state, and they would just make me the laughing stock. I'd just be a child. They'd say, Christ, why didn't you go out and make Goldwater Secretary of State? And so you just tell Shreveport you'll try to help them. But Shreveport's in deep trouble. Most of the folks that talk to you from Louisiana will tell you that. Shreveport oughtn't have Barksdale. We're closing up. I closed up Amarillo the other day. And the first question I ask them is, why do I have to close Amarillo that went 80% for me to leave Shreveport in there? Well, they said they got nice runways, and what it happens is that one of the former commanders is now on the planning staff up here, and he likes Shreveport. He lived there. His wife came from there or something. But Barksdale ought to be closed tighter than that. Dick's hat band. But last month, I closed Waco, Texas, and Amarillo, Texas, and left Barksdale. And the first place I want to close in the United States, just to be perfectly honest with you, is Shreveport, because I don't think it's as efficient. I think it's out of the way. I think it got located there during old Overton Brooks sitting there on that committee and having to have a little pie every now and then. And they've just gone so arrogant that when they disagree with you, they say you're a thief.
Well, I'm not trying to send those mean, hateful people who do that, but you've also got a lot of good ones there. We know we saw it, both carried it and lost it, but I heard you, and I'm not going to quarrel with you more. Your mind's made up, and I can see that. I'll do the best I can with it, but my feeling is that even though we've got some people that advise playing it that way at Shreveport, some Shreveporters who advise it that way, I really think that we come nearer.
90%
the other way around.
Well, now you saw what I did with him here. Could a man have been nicer? Could a man have done more than I did?
I agree. But you signed that civil rights bill, and right in the heart of the case.
Well, how could I veto? How could I veto that?
I don't quarrel with you about that. That's why I campaigned for you all over that area. But my thought is that we'd do better on the affirmative than on the negative, and I think that. I see your point of view. I'm not going to quarrel you more about it. I'll take enough of your time.
You take whatever time you need, but what we'll do, we'll put them on the list, and we'll get to them in due time. There are hundreds of places that are just begging and crying that got to have them that have better cases than Shreveport have, and just tell them we'll get to them, and they get a friend in court, and you are a friend in court. I'll meet with them anytime. I'll try to help them, but I'm not going to put them special privilege. And you see, I've got 200 inaugural seats down here, and I've got my aunts, my uncles, my cousins, and my so on and so forth. But you don't think I'm going to give one of those to John Birch or to Barry Goldwater. Now, I'm going to treat them fair, and they can go out and get a regular seat like everybody else. But the few little seats that I got, I'm going to have to be awful careful with them. And the most meritorious ones are going to get them. San Antonio that's gone 75-80% has to be cut out of this building. We can't give San Antonio one. And that city elected me. In my first primary in 48, I lost it by 16,000. In the second primary, I carried it by 12. 28,000 change. I had to cut San Antonio out this year. Now, there's a sample. And then if I put Shreveport in, how could I survive? Well, you've been running, Russell, you know that. And I'd have to put them in for just one reason. And that's the best reason I could have. But you know what it is. It's on the other end of this telephone. And I'll put, I'm a long man, and you know I like you, and you know I like your family, but don't take advantage of my weaknesses. Don't put a bottle in front of me if I'm inclined to drink, and it hurts me not to do anything, not to do anything, just do anything.